Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. But I look good. I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Happy Monday to you all. It is March 11th, 2019. And yes, you are locked into WKAR's current sports. Wow. What a weekend it was, folks. The Michigan State men's basketball team had the Breslin Center rocking on Saturday night. I mean, you could probably make the argument. For me, when doing some digging and looking at big games in the history of the Breslin Center, I can't find any game that quite equates to what we saw on Saturday, folks. I mean, regular season finale, Michigan and Michigan State. And, oh, yeah, by the way, throw on top of that the fact that both of these teams were competing for a piece, a share of the Big Ten championship. It was absolutely electric on Saturday. Those who attended that game, I don't think I've ever felt an atmosphere like that at the Breslin. I've been to some pretty cool ones. There have been some big games at the Bres, you know, throughout my time covering this team, but that game had a different feel to it, okay? We're going to recap what went down on Saturday. Michigan State, all of the odds against this team, losing Joshua Langford on December 29th against Northern Illinois. Nick Ward goes out with a broken hand, so you don't have two of your big horses. Yet Tom Izzo and his Spartans somehow, some way, finds a way to win back-to-back Big Ten championships. In my opinion, one of the best coaching performances that we've ever seen throughout the tenure of Tom Izzo. We'll break down how he did it on Saturday, folks, because in that first half, it looked like Michigan was in complete control. But something happened near the end of that first half going into halftime that totally changed the trajectory of this game in the second half, all right? We'll talk all things Spartans and Wolverines. Also, hot off the presses, we will bring to you the Tom Izzo weekly press conference. Izzo just wrapping up his presser inside of the Breslin Center mezzanine level. He always addresses us either on Monday or Tuesday around noon, all right? So we have audio that will play for you now that Tom has had at least a day and some change to digest what he saw from the film from that Saturday finale. Fun stuff. I'll also give you an update on the postseason accolades that are rolling in as we speak. Tonight, we'll know who wins the Big Ten Awards, and I think everybody can rest assured that Cassius Winston will be your Big Ten Player of the Year, no doubt about it. I think he put the solid stamp on that award on Saturday night. Quite remarkable, and Cassius didn't have the best start to that game, but wow, was he magnificent in the second half, all right? So we'll talk postseason awards when it comes to the Big Ten and just the entirety of the college basketball world. Also, the final rankings in the Associated Press Top 25 poll for the regular season have come out. So I'll tell you where Michigan State and Michigan sit in that poll. So as you see, a loaded college basketball show for you guys. And then on the back end of the show, just before we bid you all adieu, before 2 p.m., I do want to highlight the Michigan State football team, seeing as though spring workouts will begin for Mark D'Antonio's team tomorrow. All right, so a lot to get to. If you would like to be a part of the discussion, multiple ways in which you can join the fun. Pick up the phone and dial 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. You can watch the new look live stream right there and comment below that video. And you can also weigh in courtesy of Twitter. Tweet the show at WKAR News or tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR. You know what's next? Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Okay, and we begin, of course, with Michigan State and Michigan as the number 9 Michigan State men's basketball team defeated number 7 Michigan for the second time this season. Call it a season sweep, securing a win on Senior Day that honored Kenny Goins and Matt McQuaid, and also a Big Ten title with the 75-63 victory. Quite impressive, folks. And to do it on senior night and you celebrate a win over your rival and you can also put up a banner, doesn't get any better than that, folks. And looking around, as I was on the court, just kind of taking that moment in and shooting our coverage, which you can view at Facebook.com/WKAR News, as I was taking it in, I was wondering how many fans would hit the road early to try and beat the traffic. After that game was said and done, how many would stick around to view the senior night ceremony? Also, the raising of the banner, the 2019 Big Ten Championship banner. And I tell you what, in years past, if I had to put a percentage on it, I would say about, 65-70% of the Spartan fans who attended that final regular season game at the Breslin Center, 65-70% would stick around for the ceremony. If I had to put a percentage on how many stuck around on Saturday night, it was anywhere from 90-95%. I didn't see many people saying, all right, I'm chucking the deuces, warming up the car, and hitting the road. If they did, they were wearing maize and blue. All right? Quite the scene, folks, after that one was said and done. Cassius Winston dazzled again with a game-high 23 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, and Michigan State now has the number 1 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will face the winner of Ohio State and Indiana on Friday at 12:30 p.m. our time. A lot of people forget when looking at that bracket that, the bracket that was put out by the Big Ten Conference has Chicago time on it, all right? Chicago is an hour earlier than us here in Michigan. So, it will begin on March 13th, the Big Ten Men's Basketball Tournament at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. Beginning on March 13th, which is a Wednesday, this Wednesday, the first game will be number 13 Nebraska against number 12 Rutgers at 6:30 p.m. And then later on that night at 9 p.m., number 14 Northwestern will take on number 11 Illinois. On March 14th, so Thursday, again, Michigan State will be playing the winner of that first game on Thursday, number 9 Indiana against number 8 Ohio State. Then you have the winner of Nebraska and Rutgers taking on number 5 Maryland on Thursday. After that one is said and done, you have number 10 Penn State taking on number 7 Minnesota, and then Iowa will take on the winner of Northwestern and Illinois later on that day. So, those teams that earned a double bye in combination with the Spartans are the Wisconsin Badgers, the Purdue Boilermakers and the Michigan Wolverines. All right, we'll have more on the Big Ten men's basketball tournament in just a moment. And how about the Big Ten women's basketball tournament over the weekend as the number 10 ranked Iowa Hawkeyes clipped Maryland to capture the Big Ten women's basketball tournament championship at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. It's surprising, right? Because Maryland is the team that took the Big Ten regular season championship crown, also the team that eliminated the Michigan State Spartans from contention in the Big Ten women's basketball tournament. But Maryland ended up getting upset against Iowa. Crazy stuff there. Did not see that one coming. Also, as I mentioned again, Michigan State football begins spring workouts tomorrow. Already we're talking about a little bit of college football. The Spartans, I hate to remind you all, the Spartans did finish fourth in the Big Ten last season with a 7-6 record and then lost in embarrassing fashion to the Oregon Ducks in the Red Box Bowl. All right, that was a 7-6 final. I hate to bring up bad memories, but it is what it is. All right, we won't talk much MSU football on today's Current Sports. I have some thoughts on spring workouts later on this hour. But again, this will be primarily a joyous occasion for Spartan fans here on Current Sports as we will dive into a ton of Michigan State college basketball talk. All right, the Detroit Pistons on a roll right now. The Pistons were 19 for 35 from three-point range in a whopping of the Chicago Bulls at Little Caesars Arena yesterday. 131-108, the final of that one yesterday. The team's 13th victory in 16 games, sizzling hot right now.
Playoffs?
Yeah, playoffs.
Talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Playoffs, baby. Yes, we are realistically talking about playoffs for at least one Detroit professional sports franchise. Pretty impressive stuff. Blake Griffin had 28 points, 10 of 14 shooting, and his services weren't really needed in the fourth quarter. For the fourth time since the recent NBA All-Star break, Griffin added 6 rebounds, 5 assists in 27 minutes as the red, white, and royal blue remained sixth in the NBA's Eastern Conference playoff chase. Reggie Jackson had 21 points, 6 assists. Andre Drummond, double dub for him, 16 points, 15 rebounds. Also skipped the fourth quarter as the Pistons have won 5 straight games. Can't say the same for the Winged Wheel. The Detroit Red Wings fell to the Florida Panthers yesterday. This one wasn't even close, folks. It was an ugly 6-1 loss for the Wings. There was no support for Jimmy Howard, just as there was none for Jonathan Bernier the night before. The Panthers reached double digits in shots in every period. The Wings had 3 in the first, 8 in the second. Final shots were 43-20. So embarrassing stuff right now, and I feel like many Detroit Red Wings fans are just hoping that the Wings just don't win another game because they're trying to tank right now to put themselves, well, I shouldn't say they're trying to tank. I should say that fans would like them to tank so that they have a high draft pick come the NHL draft. Because right now, I mean, what are you playing for? What does a win do you at this point in the year? I totally understand it. Also, the Detroit Lions have signed veteran Danny Amendola to a one-year deal worth up to $5.75 million. That deal made today. Amendola spent last season with the Miami Dolphins and played the 5 years before that with the New England Patriots, where current Lions head coach Matt Patricia was the defensive coordinator. The 33-year-old has 485 catches in his 10-year career, but has never had more than 689 yards receiving in a season. And interesting note when it comes to Danny Amendola, when doing some research on Danny this morning, I didn't know that Danny Amendola was literally millimeters from possibly passing away in an NFL game. I kid you not, folks. I was reading a crazy story, you know, back in the day when Danny Amendola, I believe he was with the New England Patriots, he had broken his collarbone, and his collarbone was very close to piercing, like, I think it's like his throat or something like that, and could have cut off his windpipe, and doctors say he was millimeters away from possibly losing his life. They eventually put him on some drugs and put him to sleep because of the pain that Danny Amendola would have to endure in order for his collarbone to be popped back in place. So they put him on some kind of drug and popped it back in place, and he was fine. But that's a crazy, crazy story. I did not know that until this morning.
He's also got all those concussion issues, too.
He does.
He's never been healthy, I don't think, for a full season.
He hasn't. He has. Connor Mathis, engineer of the Monday-Wednesday edition of Current Sports. Connor, and good to have you back, man. Because last week, of course, students here at Michigan State University were on spring break. So props to Brad Walker, who filled in, did a great job behind the glass. But, Connor, good to hear your voice and good to have you back, my man. More on your spring break later on this hour as well, all right? And the closeout. The Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners, the Detroit Tigers tied the New York Yankees 2-2. You can tie in spring training baseball, folks. So 2-2 the final after 9 innings yesterday. Miguel Cabrera hit his second spring opener. His second spring homer. And Detroit Tigers star Matt Moore pitched 4 shutout innings, striking out 6. And the Tigers are back in action today. They actually just got underway against the Minnesota Twins in spring training action. So we'll keep you updated on that score throughout this hour of Current Sports, okay? All right, that does it for your Current Sports Quick Hits Headliners. We're going to open up our phone lines right now. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. I want to know your thoughts wherever you fall on, you know, whatever side you fall on the rivalry between Michigan State and Michigan. I want to know your thoughts on what happened on Saturday that led to the Michigan State Spartans winning a share of the Big Ten Championship, celebrating that on senior night in which they honored Kenny Goins and Matt McQuaid. A very special moment. I particularly want to hear from those who were actually in the house in the Breslin Center. If you attended, I would like to know just where you rank that atmosphere in comparison to other sporting events that you've been to, because it was one of the most electric atmospheres that I've ever been at as a reporter here in East Lansing, okay? That does it. Phone lines are open. Facebook.com/WKAR News. The live stream is up and running. You can comment below that video if you want to weigh in. And you can also join the conversation on Twitter. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News.
Especially for the freshmen, just to get a taste of that, and it's really important. But like, I'm hungry right now to be better.
It felt like we've been counting out almost the whole year. You know, the team's just been doubting us. Even when we ask some success people, like, it can't last and just things like that. So, you know, to be at the end of the year, you know, they'd be able to hang a banner that just shows the work that we put in and sticking together through it all.
Coach, you look emotional. Why are you crying?
Hey, hell of a year. We had a hell of a year. Proud of my guys. Happy for you guys. Happy for Cassius. Just a good day.
I promised myself I'm going to do a George Perlis. I'm going to enjoy this for a whole 24 hours. They bet me that I'd watch the film tonight at 2. My team is losing that bet. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to enjoy it for 24 hours.
All right, Tom Izzo, in combination with Cassius Winston and Xavier Tillman there, those are the voices you just heard. A bit of post-game reaction from the Michigan State men's basketball team doing away with the Michigan Wolverines at the Breslin Center on Saturday night. First off, before I dive into the X's and the O's and break down what led to this Michigan State victory, first off, again, and I keep harping on this, and I've been talking to, you know, fellow colleagues of mine, you know, those who are fellow reporters here in the area, and we were just kind of raving about just how cool that was to be in the house to witness that kind of atmosphere. I mean, it brought the state together. Whichever side you fell on, you know, whether you're a Michigan State fan or a Michigan fan, you can't deny that was quite a special moment in the world of Michigan sports on Saturday. The entire state, all eyes on the Breslin in East Lansing. You know, this was the finale on ESPN after the dust had settled on Duke and North Carolina. Two rivals going at it for a piece of the Big Ten championship. Quite amazing, folks. Quite the scene. And I was wondering, you know, after Kenny Goins and Matt McQuaid came out with their families and Tom Izzo had some words about, you know, what those two have meant to the program throughout their years here in East Lansing, I was wondering if they had a banner prepared for a possible Big Ten championship win. And they did. They brought it out. You know, they attached it on, you know, one of the beams up there. Put it, of course, right next to the 2018 Big Ten championship banner. And the team got to celebrate that. So many emotions in the building. And stop lying to yourself, folks. Stop lying. All of those who said, oh, yeah, Tom Izzo can still pull this thing off. I'm sure there was a big part of you. You may have believed it, but I'm sure there was a big part of you that said, I don't know about this. I'm not sure, especially after Michigan State lost on the road to Indiana. When they got swept in the regular season to Indiana, I'm sure there were many Spartan fans. I know this because I talked to many Spartan fans who hopped into my DMs, who tweeted me, who texted me and said, Al, I don't know about that Big Ten championship, and including me, because I even put on my Facebook status, I own it. I said, bye-bye, Big Ten championship, about maybe 10 to 15 minutes after Michigan State fell to the Indiana Hoosiers in the final seconds. I put that on my Facebook status, and I got a lot of responses from you guys. I'm sure there were some that did believe, but you cannot sit there and tell me, honestly, that there wasn't a big part of you, a big part of your conscience that said, I don't know. I'm kind of doubtful. I don't think Michigan State can pull this out. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't pull this Big Ten championship out. Because you would be playing yourself if you're not admitting that, all right? Which is why this accomplishment for Tom Izzo, which is why this is so special. This is one of his best coaching performances that we've ever seen throughout his time here as the head man in charge of the Spartans hoop squad. No doubt about it. You lose your second best player in Josh Langford for the season. You lose due to a broken hand your third best player in Nick Ward for a few games. And you still find a way to get that win. also tweeted this on Saturday night. All of those who criticized Izzo, which were, and I do want to clarify this. I think that those criticisms that came in March after Michigan State fell in the second round to the Syracuse Orange, a team that barely got in to the round of 68, playing in that first four game, and Michigan State lost to them, which inversely was a home game for the Spartans at Little Caesars Arena. Those criticisms placed on Izzo, saying that Izzo, the game is past, time is by. I thought that those criticisms were fair. They were fair. Because, you know, for another year, MSU didn't get out of the first round of the NCAA tourney. So many called in here to Current Sports, commented on our Facebook page, and said that, the game is passing, time is by. Well, those who did say that were totally wrong. And I think that was proven, that has been proven, based on what we saw this regular season, and particularly what we saw on Saturday. The game has not passed time Izzo by. If so, when Nick Ward and Josh Langford went out, Michigan State would not have won the Big Ten championship. It's remarkable what he's been able to do. And one player in particular, and I saw that he was named this morning to the Sporting News First Team All-American squad. First Team All-American by the Sporting News, Mr. Cassius Winston. This team would not be where it is right now if it wasn't for Cassius Winston. And, you know, when we were talking to Cassius Winston after the game on Saturday, you know, we walk into the locker room. First off, there, you know, it was some time, a lot of time went by, because you had the senior night ceremony, Izzo spoke, then you had the on-the-floor ceremony, you know, with the banner that was raised to the rafters. And then after that, we had to wait some time, something like 15 to 20 minutes, for Tom Izzo to come into the press room to do his 20-minute press conference. And then we got to the locker room. By that time, the stands were cleared. I mean, you had the custodians in the Breslin Center, you know, mopping up the floor and picking up trash and left and right. Everybody was just about gone. And then we go into the locker room, and the players are just about ready to go home at that point. There were three players left when I got in there to do interviews after Izzo had spoken. Those three players were Aaron Henry, Xavier Tillman, and then Cassius Winston. And, you know, we go over to Cassius Winston first, and Cassius just looked drained, looked tired. Even though he didn't want to admit that, you could just tell on the face of Cassius. It's different. When you're out there on the basketball court, the adrenaline is pumping, and you're ready, and you're amped up. And Cassius knew, especially at halftime, he knew that if he didn't step it up and break out of whatever funk was bothering him in that first half, a lot of that had to do with the play of Xavier Simpson and that defense that he exhibited in the first half. Cassius woke up in that second half and just led the Spartans play after play after play. And then Molly McGrath came on the broadcast on ESPN and stated that there was a moment in the huddle where Michigan State is rallying. They're close. Didn't take the lead just yet, but Michigan State is rallying. And Cassius Winston looks at his teammates and says, "We are taking the lead, and when we do, we are not looking back." I mean, that's the true embodiment of a leader. That's what a leader does. Cassius Winston is special. And folks, you better enjoy him now. You got one more year of him. I don't think he's leaving for the NBA after his third year. Cassius Winston will be back next season for your team. And right now, soak up each and every moment, because right now we are watching the best point guard since Mateen Cleaves for the Green and White. That is how good Cassius Winston is playing right now. Speaking of Mateen Cleaves, he was also in the house for that game on Saturday along with Steve Smith, which is pretty cool to see both of them on the court. But appreciate Cassius Winston. Enjoy him while he is here, because I don't know when we will see guard play like this again for the Spartans. The junior guard had one heck of a game against Michigan in the first game. 27 points, 8 assists. And then he just does it again. He was in foul trouble. He started the game on Saturday 1-for-8 from the floor, and then something clicked. He took over the second half, put the team on his back, and he couples that first game, in which, again, he scored 27 points, 8 assists. He couples that with this performance of 23 points, 7 assists on Saturday. The dude is an Iron Man, and he's playing crazy, crazy minutes. Props to Foster Lawyer, though, who did come in and hold down the fort. Again, Foster is a solid game manager, if anything. He's not going to light up the scoreboard. You know, you won't see, you know, a lot of rebounds for him. He's a bit undersized. He's not going to light up the stat sheet. But if anything, Foster Lawyer came in, and this is what he can do. He can come in, relieve you for a bit, and just spread the basketball around and do what you need him to do in order to run the offense. That's what Foster did. But when Cassius came in that second half, it was like he was a new man. You know, it's like he caught the Holy Ghost or something. I don't know what it was, but Cassius Winston was just different in that game. So props to him. This is special, though. It's special. And one of the big questions that I have now, because, you know, Connor, this is something that we debated, you know, like 2 weeks ago when talking about this team. You know, this is great. And again, this is one of the best coaching performances ever for Tom Izzo. This is remarkable. But I want to pump the brakes just for a moment, because, again, we debated this 2 weeks ago. How much does the Big Ten championship mean to Spartan fans, because this is when it really amps up now. We're talking postseason basketball starting this week, Big Ten tournament, and I don't put too much stock in the Big Ten tournament. Heck, I could really care less if Michigan State lost to either Indiana or Ohio State come Friday afternoon. If they lost, heck, I think it may be a win, because Michigan State gets to rest up and prepare for the big dance. Because I think that's what matters most for Spartan fans right now. But I want to ask the question to see if I'm right on that. Am I hitting that on the head here? Big Ten championship, fine and dandy. You want it. Cool. But what matters most is what you do in March. And it's amplified now because Tom Izzo has not been out of the first weekend of the NCAA tourney. Now, what, for two straight years?
Three?
Or two of the last 3 years, I think? Or is it two or three?
I don't know. Three, because there is the lost. There is Middle Tennessee State. Middle Tennessee State, Kansas, and then Syracuse.
Exactly.
So it's three.
So it will be all for naught if Michigan State, because they're riding the high right now, if Michigan State doesn't get out of that first weekend again, those criticisms are going to come back. I don't think it, but you never know, because it's the tournament. It's so unpredictable. But if they don't get out that first weekend, it's like this didn't even happen. Would you agree with that, Connor? Because this moment is special. It's special. I'm not trying to take that away. But it will have a different feel to it if Michigan State doesn't handle business in the big dance.
They need to get out of the first weekend. That being said, there are a lot of good, like, mid-majors this year, so they cannot sleep on anyone. They have to go in to March and blow out whoever they play those first two rounds, and then maybe you have a shot at making a run. But I've been saying this to a couple people. This tournament, I think seeding is probably the most important for any of the teams it's been in probably like 4 or 5 years, because the competition at the top is so close to one another. Mm-hmm. and each like the top teams, like, there you can find another top team that plays off of the weaknesses of one another. So I think where they get seeded, where what bracket they get put in is a big deal, and then what teams get thrown in with them, because there are a lot of scary mid-majors out there that I think will. I wouldn't be surprised if one of our like top tier basketball programs for this year goes down in the first weekend, or even like, I mean, it would not surprise me.
Wouldn't surprise me either, because. I feel like this is like a buzzword every time March rolls around. Oh, there's so much parity in college basketball. There's so much parity here and parity there and parity everywhere. And it really is true, though. You know, it's a buzzword, but it's a fact. It truly is, Connor. I think that when you look at, you know, all of the bracket predictions out there and you look at the rankings, and by the way, I do want to pass this news along to you all because this news broke probably about like 10 to 15 minutes before we hit the air. But the new Associated Press top 25 rankings have come out. And I'll give you the top 10. Gonzaga, number one. 2, Virginia. 3, North Carolina. 4, Kentucky. 5, Duke. Duke, a team that is really, really struggling due to the absence of Zion Williamson. 6, is where your Spartans finish the regular season at in the AP Top 25. So number 6, Michigan State. 7, Texas Tech. 8, Tennessee. 9, LSU. How about the crazy year LSU is at, right? Now doing this without its head coach. The drama there, right? And then Michigan comes at number 10. So Michigan rounds out the top 10. But like I'm with you, Connor. Anything could happen in March, but before we talk about the Big Ten tournament, before we get ahead and start talking about Selection Sunday for the Spartans, I do want Michigan State fans to enjoy this moment. Because, again, to do this, to accomplish this without some major pieces, going against a Michigan team that is really good, it was special. That was a special moment that we saw on Saturday night. All right, Ray from Indiana, I do see you. What I'm going to do right now, let's hit our first break. We'll take a call from Ray from Indiana. If you want to call in just like Ray, 517-355-9527. I'll read a few of your comments coming in at facebook.com/WKAR News. And we'll also play for you a bit of what Izzo had to say this afternoon during his weekly press conference. That and more, you are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. A few comments coming in at our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. Mike says, it's Monday, the sun is out, and MSU beat the Weasels. Life is good. It is good for Spartan fans, Mike. Mike goes on to say, I appreciate WKAR doing Facebook Live so we could see the ceremonies after the game. Yeah, I was manning the Facebook live stream I was kind of like juggling both our current sports, you know, camera to compile the 2-minute drill report, as well as like holding my iPhone in the other hand, due to like streaming the live stream on facebook.com/WKAR News of the ceremony and also shooting. So yeah, I got that up for you guys. Again, if you did not see the ceremony after what happened Saturday, simply go to facebook.com/WKAR News and you can watch it in its entirety. It has something right now like 700 views or something crazy like that. All right. Also, my 2-minute drill report, post-game coverage from that game is also up at facebook.com/WKAR News. That is around like 350 views or something like that. So you guys are eating up our coverage of Spartan basketball and we love it. Thank you so much. Also, Ben says, how about that Spartan basketball team on Saturday night coming back from 15 points down against Michigan to in the first half to win a share of the Big Ten regular season championship and a sweep of Michigan, pushing the win streak to 2 games and shutting up the Michigan basketball fans. Well said, Ben. Well said. And also, I'm sure this has been shown on our Facebook live stream, courtesy of we got Tim Elkins from WKAR-TV manning our live stream today. I'm sure Tim zoomed in on one of our stand-ups that we have here right in front of me. And one of the stand-ups has the Michigan logo turned on its side, looking like a three. And then it has the letters RD for third, Michigan finishing third in the Big Ten regular season. Should I put him on blast? I think our very own Scott Pohl put that together for us. So, yeah, the Michigan logo turned on its side with the letters RD for third in the Big Ten. Creative stuff from Scott Pohl. All right, line one, we've got Ray from Indiana that wants to weigh in. Ray, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm so proud to be a Spartan fan today, taking the lion cheating weasel Johnny B line and the Michigan bullies out again, two in a row. Johnny, that's two. You got two more coming, Johnny. Can your little heart take it?
Ray, I knew that was coming. Do you think, Ray, that Michigan State and Michigan will meet again for a third time this year in the Big Ten tournament?
Oh, I'm praying for it. As long as we beat the bullies, it'll be happy days again.
Oh, man. All right, Ray, before we get you out of here, man, I'm wondering.
They were down 15. It looked bad.
It looked bad. Yeah, I want to get your takeaway on
that. When I went to bed, I woke up and it was 2 hours later. I said, I pray to God we won. I turned it on, and who's on it? Big Ten Network. The little lion cheating weasel, Johnny B line, and his record 2-9 against something. You know, Johnny, you're a great talker. I remember last year you said, let's put another banner up there. I'm thinking, what banners are you putting up? Runner-up 2 years in a row in the NCAA for the title game. Runner-up in the Big Ten title. What's their record 2-9? Is that going for the Big Ten title, 2-9?
What do you mean, 2-9 as far as playing in the Big Ten title game?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I have to look
it up. Because they put a thing up saying he's 2-9 now.
He's 2-9.
Said, well, maybe they got beat, and sure enough, you guys have come back and beat him by 12.
Well, we have to double check on that, Ray. But, you know, Michigan is still a really good basketball team. And you know how I feel the opposite of you when it comes to John Beilein. I think John Beilein is incredibly classy. He's a great basketball mind. I mean, he went up to the podium after the game and praised Izzo and praised Michigan State and talked about how this is great for the state of Michigan. You know, we'll see what happens come tournament time.
You heard his excuse, though, didn't you? He said after the game, he said, well, it would have been different maybe if we'd had Matthews. I'm thinking, what about Michigan State if they had their two players back?
Yeah, that's no. If he did, I didn't hear him say that, but if he said that, I mean, Michigan State is losing, you know, played in that game without Nick Ward and Joshua Langford. So,
they're both going to be number two seeds. What if Michigan gets beat in the tournament? Would they go to a three seed or what?
I don't know. You know what? I think Michigan may be a three seed in the tournament. If they get eliminated early in the Big Ten tournament, I can see them as a three seed. I think Michigan State will be a two, for sure a one, if they win the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. So we'll see, Ray. We'll see.
You know, they're talking about Duke still being a number two seed.
Duke will be two.
Win the whole tournament. I'm thinking, if that player would have been in there, he'd probably win. But the only thing I worry about Duke is they don't shoot three-pointers very good. I think that's going to cost them in the tournament.
Yeah, well, if Duke wins the ACC tourney, I don't see how you can't put Duke as a number one. I don't know. But I think they'll be a number two, though. I think Duke has fallen to a number two seed now, though. But thank you, Ray. Thank you for
your
trolling.
Go Spartan, beat them again.
Ray is the greatest troller in current sports caller history. That's what Ray does. Let's go to line two right now. We've got Dave from Wyoming that wants to weigh in. What's up, Dave?
Hello?
Dave, you are on. Yes.
Hello?
We got you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Dave. I can hear. Okay, Dave is not there. Connor, what's going on? Is Dave there? Dave, call back if you can. I heard him say hello twice. 517-355 WKAR, 517-355-9527. We'll try to get Dave back on. While Dave is calling in, a few points I want to make when it comes to how Michigan State pulled this out. First off, Michigan can't stymie foul trouble. Can't win while being in foul trouble. We saw that on Saturday because they're just not a real deep basketball team. You know, Michigan was called for 20 fouls. Only three of which were to stop the clock. The Spartans' free throw rate at 61.2% was the third highest Michigan has allowed all season. And the Wolverines might have set a season high, certainly a Big Ten season high, with 50 bench minutes. Michigan isn't that deep. Foul trouble hurt them. Also, Charles Matthews, him not being healthy and not being available for John Beilein, that certainly hurt. And Michigan State, you know, breaking Michigan's rim defense, that was huge. The Spartans easily getting to the paint, easily, and finding buckets in the paint. Shout out to Xavier Tillman. He was big. X-Man was big, and he has been big in light of the unfortunate absence of Nick Ward. And the Wolverines completely lost their poise down the stretch of that game. They totally panicked. If when Iggy Brazdeikis got into foul trouble, he went to the bench. It's like the entire offense completely collapsed, and they didn't know where to go. Give some of that credit to the Michigan State defense, but that Michigan offense looked really, really, really bad. All right, well, we do have Dave back. Dave from Wyoming online, too. Dave, what's up?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you.
The thing that struck me watching that game was when Michigan State came in with every freshman except Bingham on the floor in the last four minutes thereabouts, the first half, and they cut the Michigan lead to 6. I just got a sense that Michigan players thought that, well, that's okay. We're just down in the second half, and it's going to be more of the same. And they were shooting very well in that first half.
They did.
However, John Beilein was pretty much redoing his offensive mindset when in the last 3-4 years at Lemoyne, when they put in the three-point play, the three-point shot. And traditionally, John Beilein's teams, when they're not hit, they are not a slash-and-drive type team. You know, they pretty much live and die on outside jumpers. And when they play a team like Michigan State, they let fly, and then they start hauling back so they don't get caught on a fast break. You know, to listen to my Michigan compatriots whine about one guy being injured, it's like, well, what world have you been living in? Michigan State went in a little under personnel wise too. You know, one guy's got a bad back, one guy's got a broken foot, and one guy's got a broken hand.
Right. And Kyle Arnes,
a point guard's got a knee that's probably worse than anybody'll admit.
Right.
But you know, I think right just about the Big Ten tournament. Yeah, it's all TV. It's too bad that they have to have them, but it's a boatload of money. The team that I think might have to win the tournament to get into the NCAA tournament is Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at Indiana the last 3-4 weeks. I think they're a team to be feared.
They are.
They
swept the Big Ten champs, right, in Michigan State. I mean, they are a very competitive team. They really are.
And, you know, you saw they went into Champaign-Urbana and just kicked Illinois' butt over the weekend.
Right.
So, you know, it would be very nice if Michigan State can stay close to some of these games and give Xavier Tillman a lot of time off. I mean, Xavier Tillman, Cassius Winston, a lot of time off for that knee. The rest, because that's usually what fixed tendonitis the best.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as far as the rest of the seedings, you and I both know that any team that's in the ACC that has a halfway decent record is basketball royalty. And they are going to get the benefit of the doubt as far as regional placings and seedings. Well, it's only been there for the last 25 years. I've been paying attention. But, you know, the West Coast, best team in the West Coast right now looks to be Gonzaga.
Gonzaga is really good right now.
You know, the
number
whole
one.
Pack, the
right.
Pac-12 is,
yeah.
The Pac-12 is almost an afterthought, and Arizona is an example of how the mighty have fallen.
Right.
From that standpoint, I mean, their coaches' remarks were bizarre at best.
Mm. Yeah.
After all the money they put into that program, so. You know, and it's also they got LSU with their coach who can't even coach now because of his we're making you a strong offer talk that was recorded.
Yep. Yeah, the FBI investigation. I know. Yeah, there's a lot going on right now, Dave.
So it's going to be a tough one. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave, with some really good points there. And, you know, and that's the thing. You know, there's been two dialogues that I've heard from friends of mine who are Michigan alum and watched that game on Saturday. One, we didn't have Charles Matthews. Well, Michigan State didn't have Nick Ward and Josh Langford. So that excuse goes out the window. And two, oh, the refs were so bad in that game. That's my Michigan fan complaining voice. The refs were so bad. It's just stop it. Stop it. Blaming that loss on the referees. I'm going to admit this. The refs weren't great on Saturday. There were a lot of bad calls on Saturday.
That first half was brutal.
It was awful. But on both ways.
It was terrible.
Bad calls
the Cassius
that Winston, went Michigan's way
okay,
and bad
two,
calls that went Michigan's way. 2000
Cassius Winston. I mean, come on. Some of those were really touchy.
The referees have been awful all year,
yeah.
Connor.
It's Big Ten. But they always are bad.
All year I've seen bad calls, so stop it. Michigan had all of the momentum. They didn't protect the lead, and when Iggy went out, by the way, Iggy fouled out. He had five fouls in that game. It's like Michigan didn't know what to do. They were confused. So the whole referee excuse and the refs were bad, just don't give me that garbage. It's a garbage excuse. Hit our final break. When we come back, we'll continue to take your calls. We got Mike from Saginaw. We'll get to him, and we'll have final thoughts. And a few takeaways. We probably won't get to play the audio. We'll have a few takeaways based on what Izzo had to say this afternoon. All right, we'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. We have about 5 minutes left here in the hour. We, of course, have been chatting about the Michigan State victory over the Michigan Wolverines this past weekend. And a really special moment. Really special moment. But now we turn the page as Michigan State now prepares for the Big Ten tournament that will be taking place at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. Let's go to our phone lines right now. We heard from Ray, we heard from Dave, and now we will hear from Mike from Saginaw. Mike, what's up, man? How are you?
What up, man? How you been doing, man? You going to go see Jordan Peele's movie? That's coming out in 2 weeks, man.
Of course. You know I am, Mike. Us? I read the reviews from the Sundance Music Festival when it was premiered last week, and they said it's just as good, if not better, then Get Out. Some critics said that, and I'm like, hold on now, that's high praise. So we'll see.
We definitely will see. Right. I don't know, you was at the game, you didn't watch the broadcast, but I think ESPN, they lost a fastball on broadcasting college games, college basketball to me. I didn't like the way the announcers was announcing the game. I'm not going into that, playing that one against each other stuff, but I just didn't like. They just didn't describe the atmosphere of the game, and they constantly kept showing crowd shots and coach shots instead of focusing on what's on the floor. ESPN just lost it for me. I don't know. You'll probably hear it on your Facebook Live page or whatever.
Well, what I did hear, Mike, I know that they showed the waffle guy for like, I don't know, something crazy, like a minute or something like that, and they showed him for a while. I don't know who did the play-by-play. Was Dan Dockage?
It was good old Dan.
It was Dan Dockage. Dan Dockage did, he was the color analyst, and I know they had Molly McGrath as the sideline reporter, and I enjoy Molly's reporting, and Dan is hit or miss. You know, we all, many Spartan fans do not enjoy Dan Dockage for a lot of different reasons. So I'm not surprised you didn't enjoy that broadcast, seeing as though Dan was rocking the mic.
I wish CBS or Fox would have covered the game, man. You know, I just...
Some Gus Johnson action? Yeah.
Yeah, I like to hear Gus Johnson. That would have been a great game for Gus Johnson, Jimmy Jackson, or even the CBS guys, because it seemed like they're more familiar with the Big Ten. If this was a SEC or ACC game, they probably would have respected a lot more. But here's what I do like about that. Why don't Michigan and Michigan State play at the end of the season every year?
Well, Izzo commented, and a few takeaways. Real quick, Mike, I'll address that first. Izzo said that maybe this will become a tradition later on down the line because of how well it worked out. That atmosphere was really, really special. To end the year with a rivalry game when both are playing so well in recent years, John Beilein and Tom Izzo, I think, really want that. So we'll see what happens in the future. Also, Izzo did say that he's 99% sure that Nick Ward will be playing on Friday. Now, he will be limited. That's what Izzo is thinking. He will be limited in minutes, but he will play on Friday. So, and Izzo went on to talk about how he wants to do something different. Different in the standpoint of there have been very few teams that have won the Big Ten regular season championship title and also went on to win the Big Ten tournament title in the same year. The Big Ten tournament, of course, being in effect since 1998. So did want to pass it along as we're coming up with less than 2 minutes left. But final thought, Mike.
Thank you for your final thought. And I just want you to watch Ja Morant for Murray State in the NCAA tournament.
I've heard a lot about him.
Free pick. And also, right, man, don't forget the Pistons, too. Give them a shout-out. Thanks for taking my call, man. And I'm going to be down there for the high school this week. So
awesome.
Hopefully I see you then.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Yes. We talked about the Pistons real briefly in our Quick Hit Headliners. They are rolling right now, and they will be doing something that LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers won't be doing, and that's making the playoffs this season, which is crazy.
He hit the nail on the head, though. Ja Morant is insane.
He is really
He
good.
Is insane.
Isn't he?
He's so
much
fun.
I wonder
so
where he is on NBA mock drafts.
I think he was – last time I saw, he was like top eight, which –
He's top eight?
I wouldn't be
surprised.
He plays out of his mind.
Okay. All right. Well, great show, Connor. Thank you so much. Glad to have you back, man. Hope you had a great spring break. Did you go anywhere special?
Back home. It was cold, very cold. It got over 50 once for 10 minutes and then went back to cold.
Well, that's much better than what we're experiencing here, even though it's going to be in the 60s later on this week. That's crazy stuff. I can't even fathom that, right? But good to have you back, Connor. We'll be back at it same time, same place on the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Until then, have a fantastic rest of your Monday afternoon and evening. Be easy, people.